As part of its nonpartisan Every Woman Counts campaign to engage women in the political process, Lifetime Networks today announced the results of a national poll of women on the historical presidential election and its impact on the future of female political leadership. The poll found that 2/3 of all women polled said that President-elect Obama should not consider gender at all when appointing his cabinet and should focus just on qualifications, while 27% said he should try to appoint an equal number of women and men. However, 71% support the nomination of Hillary Clinton to be the next Secretary of State, and a solid majority, or 51%, would prefer her to be the top diplomat versus commander-in-chief. The polling was done by Democratic pollster Celinda Lake and GOP pollster Kellyanne Conway. Obviously, gender played a big role in the past election, with the candidacies of Clinton and later Sarah Palin factors throughout the year. Pollster Kellyanne Conway said that people of all political stripes thought both women were subjected to unfair media criticism.
79% of women surveyed believe that it's easier for a male candidate to, quote, be taken seriously by the voters. 71% said it's easier for a male candidate to be covered seriously by the media. And 70% said it's easier for a male candidate to address issues like national security and terrorism.
Obviously, gender played a big role in the past election, with the candidacies of Hillary Clinton and later Sarah Palin factors throughout the year. Pollster Kellyanne Conway said that women of all political stripes thought both women were subjected to unfair media criticism.
When we asked youth with respect to how Hillary Clinton was covered by the media when she ran for president earlier this year, 31% of women believe she received more negative coverage than other candidates. 14% of women said Hillary was covered more positively than other candidates, and 51% thought that she got pretty much the same amount of positive and negative treatment. 64% of women nationwide believe Sarah Palin got more negative coverage than other candidates. 28% thought that she got pretty even-handed treatment, as much positive as negative coverage. And 4%, a whopping 4%, basically lower than the margin of error for the entire poll, believe that Governor Palin received more positive coverage than other candidates.
Conway said the fact that only 4% of the 600 women surveyed thought the Alaskan governor received more positive coverage was somewhat stunning to her.
Now, it's remarkable to me, as a pollster of 20 years, that 4% believe that Sarah Palin got more positive coverage. That would include a vast majority of people who voted against her and probably don't like or respect her, saying still that she received more negative coverage than any other candidate. In fact, majorities of every group said that she was received more negative coverage. The only exception to that were African American women who were equally as likely to say the coverage was negative as they were to say it was similar to the coverage